Good morning. I'm Vicki Johnson Lawrence, and this is Cassandra Gaines, and we are with the Healthy Environments Partnership out of Detroit, Michigan. And our work today is discussing the social and physical environments and health, in particular how neighborhood participation, residential density can jointly affect physical activity.
Let's talk about the health partnership and our acknowledgments. We have the Healthy Environment Partnership Steering Committee, which consists of Brightmoor Community Center, Warren County Development Coalition, Detroit Department of Health and Wellness, Promotion Institute for Population Health, Detroit Hispanic Development Coalition, Friends of Parkside, Henry Ford Health System, University of Michigan School of Public Health and Survey Research Center, and community members. Our funding is through NIEHS, R-O-01, the numbers, S-P-E-H-D, supported by the Aetna Foundation and National Foundation based in Hartford, Connecticut, that sorts projects to promote wellness, health, and access to high-quality health care for everyone.
We have no outside relationships to disclose.
Current research emphasis on physical activity for better health, lower obesity risk, lower hypertension risk, lower depression risk, reduced cardiovascular disease risk.
And so when we think about how environments influence physical activity, we can use the socio-ecologic framework to essentially put together a conceptual model for how we think individual, social, cultural, contextual factors and macrosocial factors together influence our health behaviors like physical activity. In thinking about the social environment, our social interactions can either encourage or discourage our health behaviors like physical activity. In addition, our connectedness to others can create those social networks that determine or contribute to our actions. In thinking about the built environment, the places that we have to be physically active can certainly determine and influence our behaviors and our practices. So we like to think about having places or the presence and availability and accessibility of resources to be active like parks, playgrounds, etc., as an important contributor of physical activity, but also the conditions of those particular resources can determine whether or influence whether we use them in our day-to-day lives.
Okay. Provides opportunity to interact with others with common interests. Provides opportunity for social connections. Provides opportunities to contribute to the neighborhood and social environment.
So neighborhood participation gives us the opportunity to, like I said a moment ago, engage with the other people in our communities. And in terms of providing opportunities to contribute to the neighborhood social environment, when we engage in formal social activities, it gives an opportunity for us to connect with people that perhaps we had not engaged with before, but we may also share common interests with them, including physical activity, and that can encourage and support physical activity behaviors. When it comes to thinking about the built environment and physical activity, there's a significant body of research that demonstrates associations between built environment characteristics like residential density and physical activity. In our study, we're using residential density, which is a measure of population density. It's measured in different ways. In our study, we look at it as households per acre, but it's also been conceptualized, or operationalized rather, as people per square mile. And the body of work that examines residential density and physical activity suggests a positive relationship between higher residential density and physical activity for utilitarian purposes. This includes shopping, going to a destination, or going to work. The findings for leisure or intentional physical activity are less consistent, and in fact, there are some studies that show negative associations between density and physical activity, but the reasons for those findings are unclear. These may be study design related factors, and in fact, if you look at the two pictures that we put up on the screen, when we define a high-density neighborhood, the question is, are we talking about an apartment building as shown on the right, or are we talking about a street with a few homes that may not be what we think of when we initially think of higher residential density, but for us, this is what a higher residential density neighborhood may look like.
Okay, possible the facts across levels of ecological models are interrelated and correlated with PA. possible that neighborhood participation and resident density relationship with physical activity are not independent.
And so what this leads us to do is to think about the joint associations between neighborhood participation and residential density in relation with physical activity. So we use data from the Healthy Environments Partnership Community Survey. This is a sample that included 696 Detroit community residents from the northwest, southwest, and east sides of Detroit. The data are based on information collected in 2002, and we used multi-level linear regression models, weighted multi-level linear regression models, to perform our analyses. And to assess physical activity, we used a measure that accounted for the days and the amount of time that people were physically active. This included walking, moderate intensity activities, and vigorous activities that could contribute to large increases in breathing or heart rate for at least 10 minutes at a time. This is based on data or based on the questionnaire from the BRFIS, and we measured physical activity in met minutes per week.
Okay. Neighborhood participation had three questions. Have you attended a block club, neighborhood association, or police precinct meeting? Have you participated in a neighborhood cleanup or beautification project, Crime Watch, Angels Night, or other related neighborhood activities? Have you served on a committee, helped organize meetings, or served in a position of leadership for any local organization such as a block club, church, parent, teacher, or other school organization, or any other related organization? Residential density, number of households per acre. Covariance, age, racial, ethnicity, gender, marital status, labor force, length of residence in years, education, car ownership, physical limitations, severity, or portions of neighborhoods living in poverty.
From our work, what we found is that participation in neighborhood activities is associated with greater physical activity. In terms of defining participation in neighborhood activities, of those three that she listed, it was participating in one or more of those types of activities. It was not the individual count. And the more of those types of activities people participated in, the more physical activity they were likely to participate in. And our outcome is measured in standardized minutes, and it's the bar, the yellow bar on the left. In terms of residential density, we saw an inverse association between higher residential density and physical activity, and that's the bar on the right. Now, as I've said before, we're interested in that joint association between these individual level factors and the built environment and how they influence physical activity. And our results showed a marginally significant association such that higher residential density slightly dampened the positive association between neighborhood participation and physical activity.
In conclusion, participants in the neighborhood activities associated with increased physical activity. Residential density may complicate the association between neighborhood participation and physical activity. Future work should focus on understanding the association between physical activity, social dimensions of the environment, as well as associations across levels of ecological model to improve health.
And then the final thoughts that we had about our work and the implications for policy are that future policies should include collaborative efforts intended to promote physical activity, but they have to be focused on both the social and the built environment. In other words, they cannot only account for the condition or the status of the physical environment or the structures that are there, but they also have to incorporate individual level perceptions, individual level opinions, and how those inform people's behaviors and their actions. And we know that such efforts will benefit from the collaboration amongst multiple sectors, like our community members and organizations. So the Healthy Environments Partnership is a community-based participatory research project, and we have several community-based organizations that work together with us at the University of Michigan to inform the work that we do and to make use of this information for creating policies that are meaningful for physical activity and changes in our neighborhoods.